Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey guys, before we start, I just want to let you know that Jackson has decided to take his good friends, Handsome Tom and Cass, through a carefully constructed role-playing adventure about a small town, an unlikely group of friends, and the mummy they have all sworn to protect, no matter the cost. Tales from Handle Creek, My Summer with Ankotep, is a love letter to 80s movies like Monster Squad and The Goonies. For the next month, we're premiering each episode on twitch.tv/sanspantsradio before uploading them to YouTube. But if you hate waiting, you can grab all 5 episodes right now on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what would your fight against Rocky be a metaphor for?
Loving 4-4. That's good. Be a metaphor for. Great beginning.
It's called common time for a reason. We love it.
Yeah, metaphor for yeah. Time.
Before we jump into it, we are joined by Total Reboot, Cam and Alexi. Welcome.
Oh, pleasure to be here together.
It's a dream come true. We're both in Blu-ray Studios mm-hmm. right now together, and it's a wonderful opportunity to be on your show. So thank you so much.
It's a beautiful opportunity to look at beautiful three boys on a laptop screen for us today, and we are loving
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So usually it's just for fun, but it's
usually usually we look at three boys on a screen just in leisure time.
Yeah. But and yes, we are talking about The Irishman, Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, and Al Pacino, okay?
Well, of course. So there was never any doubt in my mind. Yeah.
We call that movie The Beautiful Three Boys on a Screen, okay?
Makes
when
sense.
When people think of three famous boys, they either think of the three boys from The Irishman or the three plumbing the Death Star boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are the two options.
And those are the boys.
Nirvana, I guess, would be the third option.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, they were three boys.
Yeah. Tragically, we did lose one
tragically,
of those boys.
Dave Grohl got less cute.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He grew up and became a food fighter. So
Yeah.
That's very true.
Real bomber.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rocky.
Uh-huh. Rocky.
Okay, so Rocky 1, what was the metaphor?
What was Rocky 1 a metaphor for?
A metaphor for America. You know, you start as an underdog, you got to get up on your bootstraps, and you got to get on top of it. You got to start from the bottom, you got to get to the top, and guess what? You're going to lose, but it doesn't matter. It's only the fight.
It's about trying.
Exactly. That's what's important. And keep going. Mm-hmm. Perseverance. All right, Rocky 2, what was the metaphor for?
Rocky 2, what's that about?
Same thing.
No, I would disagree. I would say Rocky 2 is a metaphor for Sylvester Stallone actually becoming the director this time.
Yes.
And letting himself win the fight.
Yeah, he's like, now I win. This is America. I'm in control from top to tail and I win now.
Yeah. Is that a metaphor for once you are in control of your own life, that you can
your own destiny?
You take destiny by the horns, as it were, and so that you can finally fight and win, and all the previous transgressions that you had before you, that you tried so much and you had everything going against you, but once you become in control of your life, you're on top. Okay, that's great.
God. The great Todd Noy couldn't even put it better.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Rocky 3?
Mm-hmm. It's to stay on top, you've got to kick the other shits back down.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Kick them back down.
That's fucking right.
That's right. And also, he got really ripped by 3. God. So it's kind of like, hey, work out, eat well, intermittent fast. You will look good and you will stay number one.
And he is incredibly beautiful in that movie. His rig.
It's okay to be shredded. Of all time.
Yes. It's okay to be shredded. It's okay to have diarrhea 24/7 as long as you look beautiful.
Massive fan of our misunderstanding of what a metaphor is. Out the gate, we're like metaphor, moral, basic, same thing, theme, whatever. Nah. It's all the same gumbo of idea.
And hit the pulse 6 times and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. No, also no longer metaphor. Now it's literal. He just beats people up.
Yeah.
We left the world of metaphor very quickly.
Although Rocky IV, I would say, does have a metaphor, which is that together we can defeat Russia.
We can defeat the Soviet Union together if we back one beautiful Italian and give him some really hardcore training and motivate him by getting the bad guy to kill his best friends.
Yeah.
We can take out the Ruskies.
Yeah.
Well, I think in a fight between me and Rocky, I would get pummeled into like a posada of human blood. So,
whereas I get pummeled into a burrata.
Yeah. It'll keep him strong on the outside, mince up the insides, it'll pour out eventually.
Yeah. Oh, you seem fine. He's taking it well. Look at him. Oh, no. He's tilted
slightly. Don't prod the surface.
It's going to leak
out some nostril. Okay.
But in as Rocky beats me to death in front of an audience of thousands.
And by the way, you should be so lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a way to go out.
The fact that he's even deigned to fight me is, I think, interesting.
A huge honor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jackson, who are you? You don't even fight.
I'm like, okay, let's do it. Sure. Rocky says, come fight me in the ring. You don't say no. You just like, you write your last will and testament and you step in. That's it.
This is like the perfect way to remake Rocky, because the first one, he's just some schlub who does a few fights here and there and the big guy picks him out. Yours is Sylvester Stallone finds one nerd online and goes, I'm going to kick this guy's ass.
I'm going to kick a podcaster's ass.
Hey, bring him in the ring with me. Let's see how we go.
Show this podcaster goes in the ring.
I'm hungry for Pasada. I want to smash this guy into it.
Is he you talking shit an episode?
Oh,
who is this cunt?
Give me this guy's number.
Hey, at All Dogs Are Dead, I hear you're talking shit about me.
Oh no. I'm going to get made into a Pasada.
I guess the metaphor will probably end up being for you, Jackson, that words have consequences and those consequences are death at the hands of Rocky.
Wow.
That's true. That is the metaphor. What? I didn't even, well, I guess I've talked shit on this episode. Is that what you're saying? That he heard me say that he could beat me into a Pasada and he was like, yeah, I could. Get me that guy's number. Let's do it. Let's make it reality.
Has a fundamentally misunderstanding of what talking shit is. I heard you said that I could beat you up to a Pasada. Is that right? You definitely could. Well, let's get in the ring and find out.
What I predicted is happening, is what I'll say as he beats me in the stomach.
Hey, it looks like you're pretty right there, kid. You had a good kick. You got a good head on your shoulders. You're right the whole time.
Jack holding his belly. Ooh,
coughing up blood. What's the function of this? What's this a metaphor for?
Hey, what's a metaphor for?
It's pretty funny, kid, you put it that way.
Oh, well, I think it'd be, even though you're right, doesn't necessarily mean that you're correct. So even though, yes, you were correct that he would beat you up left a smear of Pasada on the ring, wasn't good for you. So
yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Can we shoehorn American politics in here somehow?
I think if we were to look at historical events, this metaphor very much aligns with when Sylvester Stallone's own movie, The Expendables, came out alongside Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and the marketing campaign said, if you see Scott Pilgrim versus the World and not Expendables, you are a pussy. I think Sly actually said that out loud.
And he was right. He was right.
I mean, look at us. You're looking at five people that saw Scott Pilgrim and not Expendables that year. So.
100%.
He looked at a poster for Expendables and a poster for Scott Pilgrim, and he's like, what if this was a real fight? And everyone's like, what? Find me a guy that is this. And he pointed to the poster.
Thinking about this a long time, I always wanted to do it. I wanted to kick that little weirdo kid in the head.
Hey, that Michael Cera's real weird.
He's Italian. I'm Italian. We don't look the same race. We're not even the same species, man.
Hey, he's always stumbling around and stuttering and stuff. What's going on there? Talk normal.
Yeah, talk normal like
hey, talk normal, man.
Boys, okay?
Are you then implying that he thinks I'm Michael Cera? That's why he's coming in the ring.
He thinks he's Michael Cera-esque.
Yeah. Like, Jack, you're a metaphor for Michael Cera.
You're a metaphor for Michael Cera.
Exactly.
I represent everything Michael Cera is, whilst not being Michael Cera himself. Michael Cera's in the crowd watching me get turned into a posada, and I'm like, why isn't it you? Why is it me?
How exciting.
Well, how about we rate it like this? If you were writing a review on IMDb for this Rocky movie, what would your review say?
It's very refreshing seeing a Rocky movie that comes in at under sub 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Quickest Rocky movie I've ever watched.
The only montage is this and then him cooking a posada at his restaurant earlier. So you know what he's going to do.
I guess I'd be like, it wasn't even really a movie. It was more just an online beef that then escalated into bloody violence. I don't know if that's cinema.
I think I might say, I think that kid really died. That might be mine. Can someone check?
Did he do his own in stunts? I don't know. I'm concerned. No one has seen the actor who played Jackson Bailey, and it looks like, from IMDb, Jackson Bailey, since the production of this film.
I think he's really dead.
Yeah. My review would be like, refreshing to see a nerd cop it.
I actually think that would be a sick movie if it was Rocky versus Nerd. I actually think that would be awesome.
I would love it.
And yeah, I wish it was just called that, Rocky versus Nerd.
Rocky versus Nerd. And it's him just killing Justin Long. It's Rambo versus Justin Long. It's just him torturing him.
Yeah, well, we've got Revenge of the Nerds, but what about Revenge of the Jocks on the Nerds or Revenge of the Rocky on the Nerd?
Yeah. It is about time. It's about time we got a Revenge of the Jocks movie.
And that's the metaphor. Yeah. It's about time.
It is about time.
Yeah. It's about time, Chris Nolan style, dude.
Because jocks have been the villains of movies since the fucking 80s.
Yes.
And you know what? They're not very bright.
Exactly.
they're not a very bright group of people. Mm. I think it's time that we gave them their due and let them be the hero.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, finally. Let the jock come back on top.
Let's get jocks back on top.
Yeah.
Yes.
I genuinely think a lot of society's ills are happening because we stopped putting nerds in lockers. I think the moment we decided that we weren't gonna and that we were gonna enjoy Lord of the Rings, that was the tipping point.
Oh yeah, like, you look at the number one movie right now, or whatever, Avengers Endgame. I mean, that's where's the jock
what are we
in
doing?
There?
Where's the jocks?
Geez,
what are they doing? What are they
watching? Tony Stark is kind of a jock, but he's a nerd.
Yeah. He's a nerd and a jock. They're all nerds.
Oh, that's true. And he dies.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Spoilers. Tragically, we lost the big T up in the sky.
I guess Hulk is. Oh, no, they're all fucking nerds. There are no jocks.
Exactly. The only one that's a freaking jock is like a Shakespeare guy. That sucks.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that sucks. Exactly. That sucks shit.
He's fucking Shakespeare, dude.
It's bad news.
Yeah. He's fucking Kenneth Branagh, dude. Kenneth Branagh literally directed his movie.
Yeah, that's not
true. The guy that did Much Ado About Nothing had a little something to do with that.
Yeah, he sure did.
All right, well, Jax is Rocky v. Nerds and a metaphor for...
We'll figure it out.
So I think like a big part of my life is work-life balance. So I feel when I step into the ring, it's going to be something like, you know, why are you doing this? You shouldn't be here. You should be at home with your family.
Yep. Okay.
And I'll ignore that. And once again, due to my physique and lack of physical training, I too will be made into some kind of delicious posada.
A gazpacho, let's say.
Yeah. You got a gazpacho. He nice knocks all the soup. Warm blood out of you and it's just cold.
Yeah, it's gone. Just a cold, dead human. So I feel like that would be like me be like, hey, shouldn't you go, you know, back to the wife and kids? And I'll be like, no, I want to fight Rocky. And they'll be like, sir, you are a dumpy 30-year-old man. Stop this. Look after yourself. And
so is Rocky a metaphor for work in this? Is that what's happening? Does Rocky represent the 9-to-5? Is that what we're talking?
I guess in Zammit's movie...
Slamming the man back down?
In Zammit's movie, I guess that you'll have to have a point with your partner or wife saying like, Zammit, I know that this is publicity for your job, but maybe don't put your job like at
before
the front of
health?
Everything. Yeah, before your health.
Rocky Balboa happiness. Will kill you. He will make your blood cold. He has that power. Have you ever had a gazpacho
the warm of your blood?
I'm actually just going insane right now imagining Sylvester Stallone on the campaign trail for this movie being like, it's a movie about work-life balance. Yeah. It's Rocky 8 and it's about like the importance of work-life balance. And
yeah, he's going for a 4-day, he wants to do 4-day work week, 3-day weekend.
Spend more time with the family and people are just like, what? Yeah. What do you mean? All your other things have been about the struggle of the immigrant, the how to stay on top, and like the Cold War. This one's just about work-life balance.
Yeah, you know, you got to spend more time with the family, a little bit of time away from the computer screen, you know, just do more wholesome stuff, you know? I'm a family man when it comes down to it. Share a nice meal of like, you know, some poached chicken together and stuff, you know? That's what life's all about for me now. The most rambling man in the world. The only way he can do a slight impression is like just talking till everyone's bored, and then they don't care if there's gonna be a punchline. It's the way Sly talks. Like,
just ramble a delicious chicken cacciatore recipe that you remember.
Yeah, so what you gotta do is you gotta like cook the chicken up.
Yeah,
you
so make a nice braised out of it until he turns a gazpacho. You know, it's like a cold soup from Spain, and you know, it's very
gotta
delicious.
Gotta get like a tin of tomato. You gotta put that in a pan and like try to let it bubble for it.
I'm watching Sylvester Stallone talk and then hearing another Sylvester Stallone voice. Hey. And then another one. Oh, well, I've died.
Our audience don't need to imagine that. It just happened. We had Sylvester Stallone here, not once, not twice, but 3 separate times, all
by
at the same time.
Sylvester Stallone.
Just one mouth opens, but 3 speak.
And they all start by saying, yeah, you know, it's...
It's the same conversation as well, just slightly different. It's not even like
they're all describing making a gazpacho.
Yeah, and it's just like at different stages, like he prepares things slightly differently.
Excuse me, what's going on?
You just gotta punch all of the warm blood out. There's no place of warm blood, it's pretty good. That's how you make it.
But you know what? The thing we're not taking into account here is that this is not politically relevant.
Yeah.
You're saying that this is a story about work-life balance. That's not that's not what today is about. You need to insert a little bit of politics into this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe it's about work-life balance under coronavirus.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
Where the lines are blurred even more.
Yeah.
So we represent that because I wear a face mask in the movie.
Yeah. Rocky's wearing a face mask. Absolutely.
I wear a face
but
mask,
you're not.
You know, they can't hit me in the mouth anymore. So
they punch in the mouth and blood comes out.
What my mouth's doing underneath the face mask? Who could know? Am I smiling? Am I crying? You don't know.
So in the first Rocky movie in Rocky 2, Rocky loses because he gets punched in the head too much. That's his famous thing. He doesn't block his face. So what I was thinking, it was with the coronavirus. And then everyone's like, what is... What
the fuck?
What's going on? Yeah, you know, like, I don't... think about me, I don't like to wear the mask. You know, I run up the stairs every day. It's hard to breathe with that thing on. That freaking thing on. Jeez. It's like Bridget Nielsen sitting on my face.
Oh, my word.
That's his ex-wife.
Heavens above.
And he brings her up all the time in interviews. Very good shit.
I think my IMDb review for this would be, it's weird that it's about work-life balance, but in the movie, he represents work. I don't know. In all the interviews, he said that he was, but he's the bad guy. I don't understand.
My review would be, wow, I can't believe Rocky has killed two guys in two movies.
Hey, that's actually Rocky. Rocky never killed a guy before in the battle, but now he's killed two. Let me check this out. Australian podcasters back to back?
That's a drastic turn.
Rocky hate podcast. I don't...
Does he know these guys? What's
that? I guess
maybe it was like a Royal Rumble situation where we just kind of like tag one after the other.
Yeah. It makes sense. Like each Rocky movie is just the same as the last one, but a little bit different. This time the differences are even littler than before.
Yeah. Different guys, same podcast.
After killing two out of three of the members of our podcast, I guess it's me to step into the ring. My metaphor will be that you can erase the past, but people don't truly forget. Because I'm going to be dressing up. Yeah, I'm going to be talking about Sylvester Stallone. In this situation, Sylvester Stallone the man and Rocky the man have to be the same person, otherwise this doesn't work, because I was thinking about something that applies
to him as a man. Let me tell you something. The lines have always been blurred.
Yeah.
So you're okay working on this film.
Sly Stallone answers to Rocky if you yell it out at him on the street.
Hey, someone say my name over there.
I'm going to go for you.
Well, you want to know a recipe for gazpacho? You get a couple of tomatoes, squish them right down.
There's a special feature on one of the DVDs where it's Sylvester Stallone having a sit-down conversation with Rocky using
trick god.
You can find it on YouTube.
Hey, I don't even know how I did that.
Yeah, it's just a guy who has two movies on.
How the fuck did I even do
places
that?
Places at once.
There's two guys there and they're both me. Like what the heck?
People call it movie magic. I just call it magic. Yeah.
I can't explain it. I directed the thing.
So... basically, I'm going to dress up as a human shit.
I like that you're confusing wrestling with boxing right now. I'm a big fan. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, it's amazing that you're already in costume. Ding ding!
There it is.
The fight has started.
Wow. First round.
Hell in a cell. Rage in a cage.
Jackson also has confused boxing and wrestling. And also, I'm surviving this film so that in my sequel, I can fight Cameron James.
Oh, shit.
Okay. No, but basically, I just want to remind... Sylvester Stallone has been famous for a really long time. And during the 80s, movie stars were kind of untouchable. And Sylvester Stallone allegedly has taken lots of shits in bathtubs and stomped them down the drain. It's a big problem that people... This is a true story. People...
Oh, my word.
Yeah, so Planet Hollywood especially had a massive issue with Sylvester Stallone constantly claiming that his plumbing was, like, had an issue with the plumbing, and they would find shit. Because apparently he just kind of got, like, movie star levels of famous, and people stopped talking about it.
He's like, I'm a wreck toilet. But,
so I'm going to remind everyone of that. So whenever he kills me in the fight...
Wait, hang on. At what point of Hollywood famous are you like... Nah, shitting in the toilet ain't for me. A true star shits in a bath and stomps it down the drain.
Why is there a bath in Planet Hollywood? Isn't that a cafe?
Maybe not Planet Hollywood.
You bathe
in That's a good question. Yeah. Why did they have a bath? Yeah. I reckon Stallone requested it.
Hey, they all got to have baths. Yeah. We got our baths in all these franchises.
Yeah, where am I going to take a shit? Each bathroom, there's like six cubicles, and one of them's huge, and you think it's disabled, but you open it, and it's a hot tub, and Sly's stomping a shit down the drain.
Hey, don't look.
Hey, occupado.
Hey, some guy's idiot.
Some idiot, man.
Hey, Rocky's idiot. The Rock's idiot. Okay, don't open up.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm taking a bath.
That's just the sound that water makes.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, the water smells like shit in it.
So, Plumbing the Death Star usually prides itself on making people unlearn things, but I promise you that this is a real life situation.
I've read this. Yeah,
I'm reading it right now. Wow. He was at a Hawaii, like a four seasons in Hawaii.
Mm. Oh my god,
Lord,
damn!
And Sly
is banned from the hotel for, among other reasons, he has on numerous occasions defecated in the bathtub.
Mercy.
What are the other reasons? Mm.
Wow.
Where else did he defecate?
Yeah. The shower. Yeah.
Oh my god.
In a kettle.
All the places that shits aren't meant to go, surely.
Wow.
Dusha, do you think you'll have time to get out the fact that he's been shitting in bathtubs before he clocks you in the head? If you're like quickly like Sylvester Stallone, bam, or are you going to be able to do it?
Oh, dude, we're all talking about these as if they're in real time. Yeah. Like, these are supposed to be movies. There can be a whole scene where Dusha explains this and Sly's not even in it.
Yeah, it could be like the press conference before the fight. He doesn't have to be here directly saying the dialogue to Sly's fist as it comes towards his head.
We can only...
Look, the we have a fundamental movie... misunderstanding of metaphors and film.
Okay? The first scene of the movie could be like title card 1986 Hawaii, and yeah, then Sly shitting into a bath and Dusha coming to clean it up, going like, God almighty, one day I'm gonna dress up like a turd and fight the fuck out of this guy.
I also think Dusha is a turd come back to fight Rocky. Yes. Yeah. You're not a man dressed as a turd, you are the turd coming back and saying,
I am a Red Christmas style.
Yeah, Red Christmas style. And I think that's exciting, and it brings like an element of the supernatural into the Rocky franchise.
Finally. I agree.
Yeah.
Can Dusha be like, you know, in like Looney Tunes Back in Action, where it's like animated but within a live action film?
Yeah.
Can
what
Dusha
the fuck?
Look like
Why
that?
Why didn't you just say Space Jam?
Or Roger Rabbit? Yeah. Why are you going for the one we don't
Why
know,
Why specifically
dude?
Looney Tunes
I don't know.
Back in Action?
I got Looney Tunes Back in Action on the brain.
Why didn't you say you
Jackson is sitting in front of a poster for Looney Tunes Back in Action is the early explanation for it.
Yeah, you think that I'm looking at this Zoom call, but actually it's just my desktop, which is Looney Tunes Back in Action.
There's so many other examples. You could have
Rocky
said Cool World.
Cool,
yeah, we want to know Cool World, dude. Brad Pitt.
Monkey Bone?
Yeah.
Could have gone Monkey Bone.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got a Hot Toys $300 figure of Brendan Fraser from his Back in Action.
Brendan Fraser plays his own stuntman in that movie.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the only person who knows this stuff, Jackson. Anyway, what were you saying?
That's what I just like. I think that it would look good if you were animated and not... You know, I think that would be good. That's all I was getting at.
So I'm reading more about this, and apparently Sly would like open the door in nothing but a personalized robe and Speedos.
Yeah.
So can he be dressed like that?
Yeah. It's a stallion on the back. It's a stallion.
Italian stallion. Right.
It's a stallion on the front, a stallion on the back.
He also, I don't know if it says there, Zammit, but apparently used to just act really coy about like, I don't know what happened. Maybe it's because you took a shit in the
shut. Yeah, it's not that like open and shut case, really. Like,
hey,
someone shot out of my asshole. What the heck?
What the heck? It's some sort of Looney Tunes Back in Action kind of thing. Some little cartoon came in my ass and shout out. I now do like an impression of Chef from Sandlot. Hey, just come out my ass and shout it out.
What the heck, children? Hey, I'm Rocky Balboa, children.
Catch it, crawls in my own butthole and shits out my asshole. Looks like I shat my bathtub when it was that little rabbit. That rabbit. The rabbit went in my butthole and shot out my butthole, out of his butthole. His butthole was above my butthole, and that's what happened.
If this is the narrative,
I believe you.
Yeah, that checks out, Sylvester, absolutely. So what's it a metaphor for,
Dusha? You're one of the biggest movie stars in the world. Oh, no, so basically just like, so obviously I'm going to lose the fight as an animated shit. He'll punch me,
of course,
and I'll hit the ground, and there'll be a fucking Splat. Skid mark on the mat.
Shit connecting and, with boxing gloves, spraying the people in the first row, splash zone. This movie's gross.
Yeah.
Hey, missed.
They're going to bring back 3D for this movie.
And Smell-O-Vision.
Yeah. Yes.
God. Imagine going into a Rocky movie, not knowing what it was going to be, and knowing it was in Smell-O-Vision. You'd be like, what's coming? Wow. And not smelling anything, not smelling any of the training. And he, and, but then a shit comes up, and you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No,
leather, sweat, man, and feces.
And human waste.
In the credits, when it says, from the people that brought you Looney Tunes back in action, you know something fucked is going to happen.
So, the metaphor would just be that, you can't erase your actions, I guess.
You can't shit in a bath, is really the metaphor.
You can't unshit in a bath, basically. A shit cannot go back into your asshole.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yes, it can. You ever heard of the Alaskan pipeline? It's a thing that we do.
In Sydney, okay?
Yeah, it's a Sydney thing.
It's a Sydney thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Look it up.
Yeah, look it up, dude. It's freaking awesome.
Everyone's got two tabs open on their computer now. Sylvester Stallone bathtub shits and the Alaskan pipeline. Mm-hmm. Sydney.
Yeah. It's weird you have called it Alaskan as opposed to, I don't know, like Ultimo pipeline. Yeah.
In Melbourne, you've got two flush buttons on your toilet, half flush, full flush. We've got up and down.
In or out, what do you want? Most people pick out.
But every now and then you deserve a little treat.
You want to give yourself the option, of course. Of course.
That is the most vulgar thing that I've ever been a part of on a podcast. Hands down.
Been a part of, you started it.
I was a part of it, tangentially. Yeah. I washed my hands of this.
Yeah, wow. This is my favorite.
I mean, I brought
stuff
up the shit,
run.
So I guess I'm to blame.
Look, we're all to blame.
I guess then my review on IMDb would be, I didn't know he shat in bathtubs. I'm glad they made a movie about it. Crazy Sylvester Stallone made a movie about it. That's confusing.
I'd be like, why would he have agreed to this? Did he not fundamentally understand that he will come off poorly in this film as
Is
now
this
I can't
movie-
stop?
A confession? What's happening here? it's just like, you know, the end of Ferris Bueller's like Day Out, where he's like, go home, leave the cinema, but it's Sylvester Stallone, and he's like, yeah, I shit in bathtubs. Then he takes a bow, and that's how the film ends. That's the post credits.
Don't
scene.
Like S-Bens.
Yeah, well. I like shitting in a bathtub. Sue me. That's the movie.
Yeah, whether you find out what they do in Sydney, they're even more fucked up than me over there.
You know, up, down, in, out.
Yeah, it's all the same shit, just goes a different way. That's the metaphor of the movie. It's all the same shit, but it goes different ways wherever you are.
And I thought the three seashells in Demolition Man was good. This? No good.
Right. So wait a second, he doesn't like it? He's made the movie and he's like, oh, God.
It was a learning experience. He learned something at the end.
The post-credits is him, Ferris Bueller style, but saying, geez Louise, I really didn't like that movie. Sorry about that, guys.
Sorry. Hey, they can't all be winners. Just like Rocky won, he didn't win at the end either. So, that's my luck.
There's a callback.
Hey, you're going to make one dud, okay? Hey, cut me some slack.
Yeah, I made one thud down on the ground, now one dud up in the cinema, so.
Hey, leave me alone. Getting real angry at the viewing audience. Hey, fuck you. You never made a movie.
And you gonna judge me? You know how it is to make a film?
And there's no one in the cinema whatsoever. He didn't need that first. Be like, get out of here. What are you doing? Like, there's no one ever. No one has ever seen this sly film that basically just for himself.
Oh, my God.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Also, if you want to keep up to date with everything we do, why not join our newsletter? Just check the show notes or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com, and sign up today.
Okay, so definitely would watch and recommend.
Yeah, absolutely.
How are you boys? What's your metaphor for fighting Rocky?
I reckon we should do one together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a tag team.
It's a tag team.
We're fighting.
Oh, that's fun. Maybe Rocky gets into the world of wrestling.
Yeah.
He leaves boxing and he's like...
In Rocky 3, he fights Hulk Hogan, who is wrestling. And I'm like, it blows my mind because I'm like, Rocky's actually fighting, but Hulk Hogan, he's acting. So what's going on?
It's not like a union approved fight.
This is a street fight.
Yeah. But ours is Rocky gets out of boxing into wrestling and he forms a tag team with...
Sylvester
Rambo.
Rambo.
Maybe it's better with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah,
actor.
I like that.
Yeah, the actor.
Using movie magic, they're doing it.
You may know from stuff like Rambo, Copland, and shitting on bathroom floors.
it's one of those movies where they're like, it's two actors, but they're playing duos. Like in that, there's one actor obviously playing the two of you using movie magic.
Yeah. Michael Cera.
Yeah, they got Cera.
Michael Cera for both of us.
Yeah. For Cam's physique and my features, they got Michael Cera.
It's very exciting.
Very exciting.
So we got Cera playing us and then Stallone playing, obviously, himself and Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And that's also very exciting.
And you can't talk to them at the same time. If you say, hey, Rocky, hello. If you go, hey, Sloan, yeah, hello, it's me, Sly. And you just have to do it. You have to
talk
to
children.
Them. Yeah. And if you go, hey, Sam, you're like, hello, children. Yeah, you can lick my chocolate solid balls, children.
Isaac Hayes returning from the dead for this film. That's big.
He's back. He's doing the theme song and he's back. I think the metaphor for us versing Sly and Rocky is Sly is legit pissed off at us for bringing up the robot in Rocky 4 and how weird that was. And he actually is cutting. He's doing a new cut of the movie and he's cutting it out. I think that there's deep down, I worry that we did hurt Sly's feelings.
I think it's obviously been part of the zeitgeist since the movie came out that the robot is ridiculous in Rocky 4. Yeah. But in the last, I reckon people had gone quiet on that until Finding Drago came out a year and a half ago, when all of a sudden there was probably a spike in why is there a robot in Rocky 4 chat. Yeah. And he's cutting it out.
He's cutting it out.
Like, hey, this director's cut, so I'm gonna do a director's cut.
And the director's gonna come cut you up, okay? I'm gonna put a freaking Edward Scissorhands inside my little gloves, children.
I like the violent press releases. The press tour and Sly's gone a little bit crazy.
Don't everybody have forgotten
happy,
about
as we
the,
like to say it.
Damn robot Finding Drago. I'm going to cut them with scissors.
These little nerds love their little Johnny Depp movies. I can't not do chef. I can only do chef now. Oh, well, screw you guys. I'm going home.
So outside of our movie pitches, I just before we get back, dive deep into yours, because there's a lot to unpack there. But
yeah, of course.
Sly Stallone is cutting out the robot in Rocky IV, maybe because of Finding Drago. What do you think his response to this episode will be?
I think he will turn you into Posada. I think he's going to turn you into a shit.
Because he's going to
spit you across the ground.
He's going to cut Chef from all the early South Park seasons.
Yeah, I think so. He'll be like, hey, do I actually sound like that guy?
I don't remember making any of this TV show. Yeah, I don't remember this at all.
Come on, Rocky Salty Balls. What the hell?
Yeah, what the hell? How should we get cut of this kind of stuff?
Maybe I'll make some delicious chocolate confectionery for some kids. Hey. Maybe I'll make some chocolate butter. I know a recipe for it.
We're going to make Scott Tenenbaum's parents chili. That's my little recipe I'm going to make.
Oh, man. He's such a talented director and filmmaker. But truly... huge blind spot there with Rocky IV, where he, in his mind, he's like, I actually think there's a brilliant movie in here and I can bring it out. And it's like, man, that's not what we want.
Yeah.
We like it because it's a bit shit.
Yeah.
We like it because it's fucking weird and there's a James Brown song in it and there's a robot that Paulie's fucking.
Yeah.
And like, you are impossibly built throughout the whole movie, and the Dolph Lundgren's clearly Swedish,
and we love that you grow a beard in a day.
Yeah, all that shit. And then, in fact, you need it to be shit, so that then Creed can be good.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can't be great all the way through. They need to be. It's a roller coaster.
Peaks and valleys. Every franchise needs peaks and valleys.
Is this your like trash talk in the wrestling stage?
Yeah, exactly. You lost your touch, dude. You don't know how to make a franchise anymore, bro.
We go, you're a mega talent and we both love you.
Yes, we think you're Eisensteinian, dude.
But you have a blind spot with Rocky IV, dude.
Yes.
Get over it. Build a bridge and get over it.
Yeah. Why don't instead of making a movie, why don't you build a fucking bridge and get the heck over it, you mofo, dude.
Whoa.
Yes, you're an absolute mofo.
Sorry, crowd losing your goddamn mind.
Holy heck.
You're a mofo. And please, would you...
This could be the...
F my mo.
What the hell?
Please, can you be my dad, dude? My parents are divorced and I've always looked up to you like a father figure. Can you fo my mo,
you want him
please?
To fo your mo?
Just... Camera pans.
The press conference taking a wild turn.
Holy
like you smacked. So I think the instead of fighting me, maybe wouldn't it be like kind of cool just to give me a hug?
Exactly.
Yeah. Fuck my mum, dude.
And tell my mum I've been a good boy. Dude.
Just my mum has been so a good lonely. Boy, Rocky. She's so lonely, Sylvester so Stallone. Lonely. Since dad left, we could use a man around the house. I think you'd be the perfect man.
Yeah.
Is that so wrong, Rocky or Stallone? I don't know what I'm calling you anymore.
It's also good.
It's a blur.
I know what I want to call you. Papa. Yeah. My papa.
Please.
Mm. And so I guess it's imagine... a metaphor for, you know, my parents being divorced and me wanting to do a parent trap movie my entire life.
A very...
you kind of have there.
A loose
for me, I would say it's a metaphor for just sort of like cool movies, cool stuff happening in movies.
That's it. Surface level, babe.
Yeah.
I love it.
Weird science sort of level shit. Where
that's cool.
Because I'm imagining
you can
in
fuck.
This,
Yeah.
Sly Stallone has brought Rocky out of the movies into reality, weird science style.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of cool.
It's we're doing a little weird science.
Yeah, that's sick.
Why can't people understand my obsession, eh?
Biden's going to bring in all these scientists. They're going to bring some weird scientists into my thing.
Were those two kids fucking that woman? She was an adult in that movie. What the
hell? I
don't
think they did, by the way. I rewatched that recently, and there's a scene where they both have a shower with her.
And they stop and turd down the drain instead of having sex with her.
She's like, do you guys want to have sex? And they say, oh, we'll do it later. And I don't think they ever do it.
I always think what's fucked up in that movie is when they have the big party and everyone comes and sees the genie woman and the two nerd kids and they're just like those kids are fucking that adult woman and that's cool and that they just have the party. Yeah. I think that's crazy. It's a bad movie.
It's not a good movie.
Did
whatsoever.
You ever watch the TV series of it?
No,
but I'd love to see it.
TV series,
I think I did.
Two seasons. They fuck her in that. They actually do
that's,
fuck her.
That's sick.
They actually fuck her.
There's, it's awesome. Yeah, that's sick. One of them is in a relationship with her. It's so cool.
And then the other one gets to watch.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's the best relationship, you know, when your good friend nails your wife and you get to just sit there and watch. I mean, well, that's great.
Me, Gene, and Arnie did that one time.
You know? Hey, Arnie, imagine, I have a watch, buddy.
This is still trash talk in the wrestling ring and like camera pants around to everybody in the crowd that are holding up signs that are like, be Alexi's dad. Weird Science was fucked up. They know what they're in for. The crowd loved
Cuck
this. They're eating
life.
It up.
Cuck for life.
And then I guess
think
we
out
lose
of all
to
these
Rocky.
Movies.
That's fun. Yeah. He kills you.
He
absolutely.
Kills us. Turns us
he turns you into bolognese. Guaranteed.
Yeah, a couple of bolognese. He's the freaking noodles and I'm the mitts.
It turns me into freaking bechamel sauce. I don't know how
we're
this guy did it.
Lasagna here? What's going on?
Yeah, lay them up together, children.
And, well, great news, because movies that usually involve someone fucking someone else's mum, box office smashes. We got American Pie.
Yeah.
We got The Graduate.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yours has definitely made the most money.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed.
So.
You have more star power than the three of us combined.
Yeah. Oh, guaranteed. 100%.
And more than so Dustin. Exciting. More than Dustin.
Oh, way more than Dustin.
I would say so. I would say so.
A little nerd.
Well, we've learned a lot today about metaphors, about Sylvester Stallone,
about movies,
about movies,
about Sydney.
Cam and Alexi, obviously you are the experts at Sandspence Radio about movies, but you have an upcoming project. Would you like to tell us about it?
It is the sequel to Finding Drago, which was about Rocky and informed by Rocky stylistically. But this is a new mystery investigation, a new mystery investigation, delving into a popular culture-based little hidden secret that we found.
Well, that's the thing. Alexi and I are, in our opinion, the most foremost pop culture detectives in the world. We'll find a pop culture mystery and we will uncover the truth about it.
Yes.
This time around, we have found a Guinness World Record that we believe to be fraudulent.
To be faked.
To be a fucking...
A fugazi,
a fucking fugazi, dude.
Fugazi over here.
And so we want to get to the bottom of who faked it, why, what did they gain from it, and why would they spend 30 years trying to hide the truth.
Yes. Wow. And it is called Finding Desperado. And we made it in ISO, but we travel the entire world with it. We go from the slick, wet streets of Amsterdam to the beautiful island in the sun of Ibiza.
To the bathrooms at Planet Hollywood.
Trying to uncover the truths of why one would stomp it.
But who knew that Sylvester Stallone was a Guinness World Record holder for most shit stomped down a train?
Well, the record was actually Sylvester Stallone has taken the most shits in a toilet, but Cam and Alexi believe that to be wrong.
It's fake, dude. I've got the proof.
So all of us, in fact, are very lucky. We've got a preview of the first episode, and I'm sucked in immediately. Sucked in and a bit sucked off by it, to be honest.
Holy heck.
Wow, that little bribe we sent worked.
I didn't know that happened when you listened to it, but that's exciting. Yeah. I can't wait to hear it back.
We are pioneering this technology on this podcast.
Suck off podcast.
Yeah, the ABC gave us an extra $28,000 to invent a new form of podcasting, a new way to use AirPods.
Rocky V Giant Shit might have reinvented Smell-O-Vision, but right here, you boys reinventing Suck-Off-O-Vision.
Yeah, exactly.
Mamma mia. That's what we've always tried to do. We go to the freaking castle school of filmmaking.
Oh, yeah. This is exciting stuff.
Yeah. And I would say as well, like, one of the things that we've been doing with this one, Finding Drago was, like, stylistically informed by Rocky. This time we've like changed that up, so we're like more informed by like 90s thrillers and like 80s thrillers like Silence of the Lambs, which is like our big kind of like storytelling inspiration for this and aesthetic inspiration for this. So on our other podcast, Total Reboot, that is on the Sandspants Network, we are doing a Hannibal Lecter series concurrently to Finding Drago being released. We're talking about all the Hannibal Lecter
sick
movies
as hell.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Manhunter, Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, Red Dragon, and hopefully Hannibal versus Rocky.
Yes.
Which should be coming out soon.
Yeah, I hear he's fucking living with a big old pastor and bashed up a little a kid dressed as a shit with children.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been a wet gazpacho.
I'm Alexi.
And I'm, of course, Cameron James.
Thank you for having us. And thank you for having us, Sylvester Stallone. It's everything we said is on the internet. So if you're going to sue someone, make sure it's not me.
Yeah. This has been a Planet Broadcasting production. There we go. We're off scot-free. We're off scot-free.
We're clean.
We did it.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com